masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, as you know, we have been discussing about Mahdawiyat, Imam Mahdi, in this session. And today in our studio, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Thank you for having me.
So, dear listeners, we had been discussing about the verses that prove the existence of Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu. And we explained these verses through traditions, through Sunni traditions, through Shia traditions. In our last session, Dr. Karimi pointed out to some verses that exactly prove the existence of Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu. And was explaining the traditions in light of the same verses, explaining the same verses basically. So we discussed some Sunni traditions, and now we would want Dr. Karimi to discuss some Shia traditions as well, explaining these verses.
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the last verse that I shared with the listeners was the verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu Allah wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. O you who have faith, be wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with the truthful. And we said that being with the truthful means and requires following them. After sharing some narrations from Sunni sources in the previous session, I would like to share some from Shia sources, like the one in which Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that Iyana ana, after reciting this verse, he said that this narration is referring to us, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 208. In another narration, Ibn Abi Nas says that I asked Imam al-Rida alayhi salam about the verse Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullah wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin, and the Imam said As-sadiqun humul a'imma. The truthful in this verse is referring to the Imams. Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 208. According to Sheikh al-Saduq in Kamal al-Din, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, do you know that when the verse Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullah wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin was revealed, Salman asked the Prophet, O Prophet, is this verse general or specific? The Holy Prophet said that the people who are commanded in this verse are all the people, all the faithful. So this part of the verse is general. But Sadiqun in this verse is only
specific.
Yeah, it's khasa. For whom? It is special for لأخي علي, for my brother علي, وأوسيائي من بعده إلى يوم القيامة. And my wife's sigrants after him till the day of judgment. So Imam Ali salam told the Muslims, seems that it was after the demise of the Prophet. So he told the Muslims that, do you testify that the Holy Prophet said such a thing about me? And all of them said, yes. قَالُوا أَلَّهُمَّ نَعَمْ. This is in Kamal al-Din, page 278. Let's go to the next verse. This is the seventh verse we are referring to prove the existence, necessity of the existence of an imam, of a guide, of a khalifa, of a sadiq in each time and era. This verse is a famous one, chapter Nisa, verse 59, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have faith, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasulah wa ulil amri minkum. Obey Allah and the apostle, that is the prophet, and those vested with authority among you. Again, like the previous verse, we can conclude from the verse that ulil amr are infallible.
All right.
Because Allah says that ati'u Allah without any condition, that is clear. Ati'u Rasul without any condition. Again, it is clear, it requires that the Holy Prophet must be infallible.
But
again,
ulil amr.
So again, the same argument. If ulil amr are not infallible, they, it's very likely for them to commit sins and make mistakes. So
true.
Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that
would atiyahu, say something like that, the exactly. One who commits sins and you come and follow them.
It's not possible. It
yeah.
will lead us astray. Again, the interesting point is that this reality has been mentioned by some Sunni scholars, like Fakhr Razi, the great Sunni scholar, in his At-Tafsir al-Kabir, volume 10, page 116. He says that My conclusion, which is a very firm conclusion, is that وجب أن يكون معصوما عن الخطأ. The Ulul Amr which are mentioned in this verse, whoever they might be, there should be infallible, there should be ma'soom. Hakim Haskani, another Sunni scholar, in his Shawahid al-Tanzil, volume 1, page 190, he says that this verse was revealed about Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when the Holy Prophet made him his representative and deputy in the city of Medina. So these are some Sunni sources. Let's share a few narrations from Shia sources as well. Husayn ibn Abi al-Ala, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says that I told Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, that we need to follow them. And the Imam said that yes, that's right. And these are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to in the verse Atiyu Allah wa Atiyu Rasul wa Ulil Amri Minkum. In another verse, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, Wa Ulil Amri Minkum Iyana Ana Khassa. Ulil Amri in this verse is referring only to us, that is the Ahlul Bayt. أمر جميع المؤمنين إلى يوم القيامة بطاعتنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded all the believers till the day of judgment to follow us, that is the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 276. According to another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says and refers to the names of these Ulul Amr. He says Imam Ali alayhi salam, then Hassan, then Hussein, then Ali ibn Hussein, then Muhammad ibn Ali, then after him the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam himself. Let's go to the next verse, and this is the last verse from the first group. I said that we are two categories of the verses. First of all, those verses which tell us that in each time and era, we are in need of a guide.
Guide.
Khalifa, Sadiq, Ulil Amr. And then we'll go to the second category of the verses. This verse is chapter Qad, verse 4, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. The verse is talking about the famous night, Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, or as some people put it, the night of power. According to this verse, on that night, the angels and the ruh, the spirit, will descend by the leave of their Lord with every command. Now, the question is that this verse is referring to an event which is taking place every year. Tanazzalu is in the present tense.
True.
Now the question is that when Allah says that these people descend with every command, it means that they need to descend on someone. So at the time of the Prophet, that person is the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. What about after him?
After Prophet.
Again, for the Shia, the answer is clear. And that is why we believe that in our time, on the night of Qadr, these angels, they descend on Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. All these verses refer to one point. The point is that in each time and era, we are in need of a hadi, according to that verse, a guide.
A guide.
Khalifa, shahid, witness. Sadiq, a truthful person. Ulul Amr, those people who have authority, and a divine proof. Who is that person? According to the Shia, these verses refer to the 12 Imams after the Holy Prophet. For other Islamic denominations, at least they need to find the answer to this very important question.
And many say that they should be infallibles.
Exactly. That's also one of the
main and interesting points that the Sunni scholars refer to.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the second category of the verses, and those verses are the ones which refer to the fact that this is one of the divine promises that finally the righteous people will have the power on the earth and they will defeat the supporters of batil or the falsehood. There are a couple of verses in this regard, and the question is that what time these verses are referring to? It has not happened yet in the history of humankind to have a time in which the truth is somehow prevailing in the whole world.
All right.
This has not happened yet. Chapter Anbiya, verse 105, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ. Certainly we wrote in the Psalms, that is the book of Dawud alayhi salam, after the dhikr, which may refer to Torah. according to some scholars, أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون. Indeed, my righteous servants shall inherit the earth. According to this verse, it is a divine promise that one day the whole earth will belong to عبادي الصالحون, the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we need to refer to the narrations. So, for example, in Tafsir al-Ibn Ibrahim al-Qumi, we read this verse is referring to the time of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Tafsir al-Qumi, volume 1, page 14. In another part of his book, he says, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ قَالَ الْقَائِمُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ, my righteous servants, refers to Imam Mahdi and his companions. What about Sunni scholars? Interestingly, we have the famous Hanafi scholar Al-Qunduzi Al-Hanafi in his Yanabiyu Al-Mawadda, volume 3, page 243. After quoting this verse, he says, "Humul Qa'im wa ashabu." This verse is referring to the Qa'im and his companions. The second verse is chapter Qasas, verse 5. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعَفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. We will to show favor to those who were weak or abased in the land and to make them the imams, the leaders, and to make them the heirs. Again, according to this verse, there are some people who are mustad'af, who are weak. I mean, they do not have power. But the divine promise is that they will be made the imams and the heirs who will defeat the falsehood and the supporters of the falsehood. Again, Qunduzi al-Hanafi, after quoting this verse, he says, أَشَارَ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ الْمَهْدِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. This is referring to the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So who are these weak people? These are the companions of Imam Mahdi. First of all, they are weak. And after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they will be, as the verse put it, نَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً, they will be leading and the leaders of the people, and they will be warithin, the heirs.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
And Sheikh al-Saduq quotes Imam Hadi alayhi salam as saying, this verse is referring to us, or it was revealed about us. Now, according to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet had a look on Imam Hadi alayhi salam and his two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and then cried and told them that you are mustad'af after my demise, you are weak. Mufaddal ibn Umar, the companion of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, asked the Imam that what do you mean and what did the Holy Prophet mean by saying that you are mustad'af after me? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that the Holy Prophet meant that you are the imams after me, because نُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعَفُوا is referring to us, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and according to this verse, the mustad'af people will be the leaders and the imams. Now, we have a very significant concept in this verse, and that is referring to الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعَفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. The translation of Brother Qara'i is like who were abased in the land.
Brother Qara'i is one of the translators of Holy Quran in English. This the word mustazaf here in the narration does not exactly mean weak, you mean to say?
Yeah, those people who are not in power because of the fact that the like oppressive people, they have, usurped the power from them. It doesn't mean that in and of itself they are weak. No, we are talking about the people who do not have the power.
Inshallah, in next session as well, we'll ask you if there are any more verses. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.